July 18, 1938. How beautiful it is to see the creature in the divine will. How created things await it, to love their creator. The exuberant love of God for those who live in it. My flight in the divine will continues. It is as if its power and immensity feel the need of the company of its beloved creature to take her everywhere it is. As it finds its works, it pauses to tell her the different story of each work and the diversity of love that animates them. It delights so much in manifesting the source, the specialty of its works that, not only does it donate these works to those who listen, but it celebrates the works together with them. Now, while my mind was surprised and enchanted, my always adorable Jesus, surprising me, told me, "My blessed daughter, there isn't enchantment more beautiful, delighting our supreme being, than seeing the creature enter our will. As she enters, she takes us, as if in her arms, and she clothes herself, inside and outside, with our divine being. We, in return, take her in our arms to enjoy her. Oh, how beautiful it is to see her, little but beautiful, little but powerful, little but wise, little but strong. To the extent that she can carry her Creator. There is nothing in which she is not similar to us. So, just by entering our will, she acquires and wears our divine qualities. With the right given by us, she takes ownership of all, giving herself to all, loving all, wanting to be loved by all, wanting love for us from all. Seeing a creature who wants everybody to love us is the purest joy for us, the most beautiful, the greatest one. We can really hear our echo, "We want everyone to love us, we love everyone." And if many don't love us, we feel offended and deprived of our rights as Creator Father, who loves His children very much. Therefore, we feel recreated by this creature, finding in her our same follies of love. How not to love her? To her our first kiss, to her our squeezing hugs. The love tricks we make up for her are unheard of, and the more we love her, the more we want to love her. Jesus kept silent for a while. Then he added, "My daughter, all created things await you, but do you know why? Because, thanks to my fiat that animates all, they feel their union with you, their inseparability from you. And since the creature has the supremacy, they all await you in their midst, so that together with the creature they can glorify and love us, each one according to the office assigned by us. Each created thing possesses the fullness of its own good. The sun possesses the fullness of the light, and each act of light it produces, each effect and good it unleashes from its womb of light, is like a continuous little sonata of glory and love that it gives to us. But it doesn't want to give it alone, rather, it wants the one for whom it has been created. Only then are we truly loved and glorified, when the creature animated by our will, flows into that act of light, loving and glorifying us with the love and glory of light. So we feel our purpose, the reason for which we created light, when we find the creature hidden inside that light, loving us with the fullness of the light and heat. We find in her love that wounds us, love that sweetens us, love that says, always, love. Therefore we place the sun in the power of the creature, to love us. But if we don't find the creature in the created things, we are not happy. They remain like instruments with no sound or life. At the most we love and glorify ourselves, but it is not the creature loving and glorifying us. So our purpose fails. The wind is waiting for you, for your voice to flow in its whispers, waiting to feel your whispering love toward its creator. Oh! How honored it feels when all see, in the impetuosity of the wind, your impetuous love almost prevailing towards the one who created it, its blows, its breaths invested by your I love you. And as we feel your love breathing, we breathe love to you, to be loved more. The air that all breathe is waiting for you, to be animated by your voice. So, in the air everyone inhales, they receive the I love you of their creator. In the air they exhale, your I love you runs, to bring us, within its womb, every life, Every breath changed into as many loving voices. All created things wait for you to receive the new life of love brought by the soul who lives in my will. Even the saints, the angels, the very Queen of Heaven await to receive the freshness and the joy of the love operating in the creature. Although the soul is on earth, she lives with their same will, and they are as if watered by the love of this happy creature. They feel the new love from which my will has filled her, investing all. They feel the joy of the conquering love she bears. My daughter, what order, what harmony one who lives in my will establishes between heaven and earth. All her acts, motions and thoughts turn into voices, sounds and harmonies that, investing all created things, make everyone say they love us. And as we remain loved, all of them together with us are loved with a new love. The whole heaven remains enraptured in seeing the wonders, the sweet enchantment of those who live in our divine fiat. Now you must know that my love is not satisfied if I don't do and give new surprises of love to one who lives in my will, and if I don't add new things to reveal to her. So, my daughter, my celestial father generated me, when I loved you, and I loved him. And in that love I loved you too, because my will was bringing you along, always present. I generate continuously, and in the ardor of our love as father and son, the Holy Spirit proceeded. In that ardor I also loved you from a continuous love. I created the whole creation, and for each thing I was creating, I loved you first, then I created it, laying it to your service. Even in the love between me and my heavenly mother, I love you. Oh! How much I loved you in the incarnation in her virginal womb. I loved you in each breath, each motion, each tear. My will had you present so that I loved you and you received as a gift from me my breathing, my tears, my motion. My love for the creature who is going to live in my will reached the extent that, even in doing graces and loving my saints in that same love she was enclosed. I can say that I loved you always, I loved you in everyone and in everything. I loved you at all times. I loved you in every place. I loved you everywhere. Oh! If everybody knew what it means to live in my will, and the seas of love and graces by which they are inundated. A God who loves with love always knew. As in our divine being we keep our divine and predominant passion that the creature live in our will so it would become the creature's predominant passion, and so that at any cost, they would give their life to live in that fiat that loves them so much.